Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The national outbreak of measles is causing some lawmakers to reconsider current exemptions to Vermont's child immunization laws. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, supporters and opponents of the exemptions are getting ready for an intense debate at the statehouse.
Under current law, the state requires 5 immunizations before a child can enter kindergarten. These cover measles, mumps, and rubella, polio, hepatitis B, chickenpox, and diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. However, parents can exempt their children from any or all of these vaccines on religious grounds, for medical conditions, or for philosophical reasons. According to the Vermont Health Department, the vast majority of exemptions are philosophical. In 2012, the Senate passed a bill eliminating the philosophical exemption, but the measure died in the House. Instead, lawmakers passed a bill that requires schools to report their immunization rates. The most recent report shows that parents of 5% of all public school kindergarten students claimed at least one exemption. The rate for private school students of the same age group is just over 14%. Rutland Senator Kevin Mullen was the lead sponsor of the 2012 legislation, and he says the national outbreak of measles highlights the need to reintroduce the bill this session.
Once again, we see where people are basing their decisions on old studies and old information. And I think we need to have that discussion again in the State House.
Mullen says the current school reporting law is helpful, but doesn't go nearly far enough.
I'm not so sure it gets to the root cause of the problem. And the root cause is that people are making bad decisions based on bad science.
Jennifer Stella heads the Vermont Coalition for Vaccine Choice. She says there's clear evidence that some vaccines can cause health problems.
Senator Mullen is saying that those parents who witnessed the defective product are reading bad science. Just because you don't agree with somebody's choice doesn't mean you just revoke it.
And Stella says the issue is basically one of parental rights.
I understand that he may want to make vaccines an exception to the rule that parents are really charged with making those medical decisions for their children, but my question, I guess, to him would be, where does it stop?
A companion bill will be introduced in the House. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.